7.9.
Welcome to your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment, presented by Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. Today, you will be blessed as you listen to God's prophet, Dr. Abiola Idowu, the presiding bishop of CREPA. That's Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, located at 7171 Arlington Expressway, Jacksonville, Florida. In CREPA, we have experienced the word-working wonders in the lives of the people. We have many testimonies, and today is your opportunity to receive fulfillment in your life. We know the most powerful technology ever is the Word of God. Faith will be born, and your life will never remain the same again. So please welcome Bishop Abiola Idowu.
Praise the name of Jesus. Our God is good and His mercies endures forevermore. What a joy to be in God's presence tonight. I welcome you to the Hour of Fulfillment. This is going to be a broadcast that is going to change your life, because God's word is going to be preached and it's going to be confirmed with miracles, signs and wonders, and it's going to address every areas of our life. But before we go into the word tonight, shall we have a word of prayer? Father in heaven, we are so thankful in the name of Jesus. We give you all the glory and all the praise. We adore you because you are our God. Thank you for what you are doing. Thank you for every individual, every families. Thank you for everyone that you have healed, saved, delivered. Receive all our praise in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your word coming forth again tonight. Father, I'm asking, O God, that you will speak through this tongue, Lord Jesus, your word in wisdom and in power. Lord God, you will prove that it is the word that you are speaking by the help of the Holy Spirit. Lord Jesus, you will change lives. You will save lives. Lord Jesus, you will deliver by the power of your spirit. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, because we know all glory and honor will be to you alone. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Remember, we've been dealing with living a sweatless and profitable life. Sweatless and profitable living. And I believe that everybody wants to live that kind of a life, because that is the life that you are designed to live. Each time there are struggles, each time there are tensions, each time you feel so pressed and you are under pressure, that is not the way you are designed to function. That is why your mind is troubled. Something inside of you is just telling you this is not right, because you are designed to live like a king. You are seated far above all principalities and power. In fact, you belong to royalty. The Bible says Jesus Christ redeemed you from every kindred, every tongue, and every language, and He make you to reign in life. You are supposed to reign. Nothing is permitted to reign over you. So you need to have this understanding that you cannot know a product more than the manufacturer. It's not possible. I don't care how many years you've been with the product, you can't know it more than the manufacturer. In fact, the content, the design is in the mind of the manufacturer and how this thing is supposed to work effectively. That's why he's the manufacturer. God is your manufacturer. He put you together and he designed life to make you live a fulfilled one. Now, I want you to listen to me very carefully. Everything that it takes to take you and to get you to the zenith of life is already packaged in your life. Now, you are an extension of His glory and His blessing. Now, you may come through a parent that doesn't love you, an environment that didn't appreciate you, but the environment, your parent, are not the manufacturer. You need to have that understanding. The coming of Jesus is to show you and I how to live as if we are in heaven. It's to show you how heaven designed you to function. Remember, is the manufacturer. He's the only one that knows how you are to function and the capacity of your person. Now, no other person knows that. That's why somebody can look at you and say you are a fool. Somebody can look at you and say you're stupid. Now, they are having a wrong concept of who you are. Now, you are a success. You are more than a conqueror. You are not a victim. That is how God designed your life. Remember, when he came here, he began to show us the manual for living. Jesus' word, they are not sermons. Religion make us to feel as if it's a great psalm. Oh my God, Jesus Christ preached a great sermon. No, he never came here to preach sermons. He came here to show people manual for living. He was sharing with everyone the mind of God for the planet Earth. Remember, he was telling us in Matthew chapter 4 verse 4, he said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God doth man live. So living outside the scripture will make you to lose your future. I'm going to say that one again. Living outside the scripture will make you to lose your future. So when Jesus Christ was speaking to the people, we saw in Matthew chapter 6, and from verse number 28, I read verse 28 to 30, because I look at those scriptures as God's manual for effective living. And he said, and why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. The lilies grow also. You are not the only one that wants to grow. But the Bible says here, he said, they toy not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothed the grass of the field which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Now, I want you to take this nugget. Your heavenly Father loves you and is committed to the needs of your life. Your heavenly Father loves you and is committed to the needs of your life. Now remember, he was telling us here, he said, even Solomon, and we know that Solomon was the most prosperous under the old covenant. Even as prospered as Solomon was, he cannot be compared with the kind of blessing that God has in store for you in the new covenant. Amen. Now Solomon was under the old covenant. You are under the new covenant of grace. Right. Now the problem of many believers is, many believe so much in their experience. They believe so much in what they are going through. In fact, they believe so much in the lies of the devil more than what the word of God is saying. In fact, in this generation, we think Bible is just a religious, they say it's a religious book. No, Bible is not a religious book. Bible is manual. It's just like you just bought a new electronics and you want to enjoy it. Now, if you don't want to spoil it, you have to read the manual, because the manual will show you how to enjoy the product. I know I used a phone the other time, and the only thing I enjoy on the phone is to receive call and to text. Until somebody showed me, he said, you are underusing this phone. And I discovered that so many things, I can even make some recording. There was a time I came to the studio, and they asked me to just do some recording and just email it. I said, oh, wow. Now, I would have just run to the studio and just waste so many times with resources and energy. And this thing is already on my phone. I can just gain access to it. Now, guess this. The word of God carries everything that you will always need for life and godliness. The Lord Jesus Christ told us, he said, man shall not live by bread. The word bread means by just going to work, getting things, running after stuff. He said, but by every word. So the provision of God for your life exceed your understanding. Everything created by God is adequately taken care of, including plants and animals. I don't know why that you are is pride will begin to tell everybody things are not working. You are not working it because you are not working in the world. Now listen to this. The Bible says, even Solomon in all his glory cannot be compared to the way God clothed the plant. And the Bible says, this plant, the Bible says, they are today in the field, tomorrow they are in your pot. They are in your kitchen, they are in the oven. Now one thing that I want you to listen to this, the Bible says, he said, Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed as one of these. They are not clothed as one of these. And the Bible says, he said, wherefore, if God so clothed the grass of the field. Now, that gave me a lot of concern. Because I was looking at this, I said, God clothed the grass of the field? The last time I checked, I mean, grass don't wear clothes. Are you listening to me? They don't wear pants. In fact, during winter, they don't wear jacket. And God is saying here, I'm not talking about clothing. It's beyond fabrics. Amen. He's saying, I give them everything they need for living. You are not the one protecting. Okay, you can protect the plant that you plant beside your house. What is the what of the one in the forest? That's it. Now, during the time when everything is cold, God knows how He changes the features. He knows how He programs the root so that these things don't die. He said, if God, can take time and is providing for the plant, the one that nobody questions you when you cut it, nobody questions you when you cook them, nobody question you when you go to store to buy them. You can decide to destroy it. You can decide to roast it. Nobody question you. He said, God clothed them. Now, I know you have not seen Solomon. You have never met Solomon. But we have seen the plant of the field. Oh my God, I need to just share this with you. I was thinking and I come to this conclusion. Do you remember? Out of everything that God created, only man put on clothes.
That's it.
Animals don't wear clothes.
That's right.
And they never complain of cold. They never complain of heat.
Amen.
Out of everything. Now, my question is, God, now is wearing clothes part of our idea? And I come to this conclusion that God is saying the cloth we put on is just covering our physical. He said, I clothe everything that I created. I clothe them with glory. Now, if God can clothe the plant of the field which today is there and tomorrow is no more there, He said, how much more your heavenly Father will clothe you? You see, worry comes when you lose sight of God's goodness. When you can't believe in His love. When you can't believe in His provision. Now, look at this. When you look at a plant and you see the design, you see the beauty, you will come to this conclusion that God loves me. He didn't make you a cow. You will have been in McDonald's by now. He didn't make you. You will have been a beef.
Burger.
A burger. I'm telling you. He didn't make you a stick. He didn't make you a metal. He didn't make you a form. He made you in His own image after His own likeness. He didn't stop there. He put His own spirit. What make God God? He put Him inside of you. Now, He said in verse 30, He said, because He just explained how much you've been careful. He said, wherefore, if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall He not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? So what is making people depressed, frustrated, is because they don't have faith in divine provision. They don't have faith in God's plan for their lives. Jesus Christ said, the plan, despite the fact that they don't live long, they are valued. How much more you that you are created in the likeness and in the image of the Most High God. So until you begin to accept that you have a good shepherd that wants to make sure that you don't miss anything out in life, and you just know that you are created to fulfill a mandate on the earth, life is still going to look as if you are in a tunnel walking through the dark places of the earth. I want you to listen to this very carefully today, because I know you are hearing me tonight because God is set to change something in your life. I don't care. Maybe you are even rich enough. Maybe they said it, they've told you, the doctors have told you your case is closed. Maybe the situation around you is looking as if there's not going to be a way out. That is not the final say. Your heavenly Father cares for you. If everybody rejected you, He cares for you. Now remember, I was looking into this. When you see a manufacturer and he put his product in a place, you will see the manure will be the first thing you will see on the product to show you don't operate this product except you read the manual. Now, God is saying, your life cannot be together without my word. Now, I have seen people complaining, and yet they never read the manual. They've never touched the manual. They are just living by somebody told me. And yet they complaining. The manual was there. They are the product. The manual came with the product. Now, if everybody have already lied to you, why don't you go to the manual? Because one time or the other, we've been lied to. Because in the natural world, you cannot enjoy to the fullest anything you buy without the understanding of how that product works. Now, okay, yeah, it's my brother that told me. It's my uncle. My dad told me. Your dad is not the manufacturer. He may not know the exact thing that is in your life. But the one that put you here knows it. Now, a star in a football game can be a novice in a basketball pitch. Now, you cannot say, because I know A and B, I know everything. Let's go to the star of our destiny, Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God. He gathered them together and he began to explain to them, I don't want you to die the way your parents died. I don't want you to suffer the way your parents suffered. I want to show you how to live a life of fulfillment. And he just said, look at the birds of the air. They grow too. They go through stuff. But because they depend on me, that's why they don't feel the heat. I want you to just forget about how terrible you think life has, I mean, treated you. You have an heavenly father, not an heavenly boss. Oh, I don't know whether you get in there. It's not an heavenly boss. It's an heavenly father. Even when you messed up, his hand is still there. He's a father. No father wants his child to just go into the dungeon. No, if we have fathers like that, not this heavenly father. He will do everything in his ability to make sure that his children are rescued. When Jesus Christ came here, the first thing that was announced was joy to the world. He said the Savior is born. So the joy that he brought must be experienced. Amen. Not only experienced, the Savior must do his job. He has a calling into your life because God's intention is that your life must not be naked. Your destiny must be beautified. But you must come to this understanding. Jesus, come into my life. I want you to help me. I cannot do anything without you because I know you are the only hope I have. You are the only strength that I rely on. The moment you make your stand like that in him, leave the rest to him. The Bible says he is the present help in the time of trouble. Now, if you want to just come to this camp tonight, you want to get your life back together. Now, I know it's been so bad. There are a lot of challenges. But it's not as bad as you think. When Jesus Christ comes into your life, he will not only repair your life, he will give you a brand new one. And you can start right now. Maybe you are on drugs. Maybe you have a terrible character or whatever. And you have tried all your best. Like somebody told me, he said, this is going to be very difficult. I said, I'm not asking you to try. I'm asking you to submit it to Jesus and he will help you. Because you've tried all this while, you didn't get answers to it. But he wants to help you. That's why his name is called the Savior. That's why he came to save you, because he knows you can save yourself. And I want you to just pray this prayer with me tonight. If you want the Savior to help you, he can break that habit. He can break that addiction. He can destroy that power of sickness and disease in your life. When it comes in, life comes in. When it comes in, joy comes in. When it comes in, hope comes in. And you cannot just say, now I'm born again, and you neglect the manual. The manual is the only way you can. In fact, if you don't read manual every day, you are in trouble for the day. You need to know how to live that day. That is why I want you to just submit and I say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I am so sorry for my sin. I repent and I submit myself to you. Come into my life, Jesus. Come and take your place right now. You are now my Lord. You are now my Savior. From today, I'm born again. I'm a child of God. Thank you, Father, for writing my name in the book of life. To you be glory forever. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Now you are saved. Amen. It's time for a brand new journey. Amen. And tomorrow morning is another opportunity.
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
Because if you are saved, you need to know how to live in this new kingdom. That's right. That is where the word of God comes in.
That's
Without the word of God, you, I don't care how many years you've been saved, you will still be a very cheap meat in the hand of the devil. Join us tomorrow. It's going to be awesome.
It's going to be awesome. Wow. Amen. Praise the Lord. Bishop, Amen. Thank you so much for that wonderful word from the Lord. I'm telling you, you've been listening to Dr. Abiola Idowu from Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. We're located at 7171 Arlington Expressway. We want to thank you all for tuning in. We love you so much, and we're so happy to be listening to you today. Bishop, I'm telling you, that word was awesome. Praise it is moving in my spirit right now, even as we go ahead and talk. I'm telling you, but we want you to come out for yourself and see tomorrow. Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. You're invited. And I'm telling you, the address is 7171 Arlington Expressway. If you need a ride, just give us a call. We'll be happy to come and pick you up. The number to call for a ride is 904-646-8210. That number to call again for a ride is 904-646-8210. Now, we actually have two services tomorrow morning, and the first service is an early service. That service is at 8 a.m. So if you get up early, come out and worship with us. You don't have to miss the service. You can come out at 8 a.m. and worship in our early service. Or if you want to sleep a little later, come out to the second service. That service begins at 10 a.m. So there's two services, one at 8 a.m. and one at 10 a.m. And either way, we will pick you up. If you want to come to the first service, we'll pick you up, and we'll pick you up for the second service also. That number to call if you need us to pick you up is area code 904-646-8210. That number to call again is 904-646-8210. Now, Bishop, tomorrow's service is going to be awesome.
Because,
you know, tomorrow is our third Wonder Sunday. Woo! I'm telling you,
we have been experiencing
a great move of God in our wonder services. And now we're going to talk with Bishop about that when we come back. We're going to talk to you more about that, Bishop. But right now, we have Charles Jenkins on the way with Winning. So stay right there. We'll be back after this.
Good energy fills me. I feel the love. I know it's not me, it's from above. I'm overflowing, I feel the good. It's something on me strongly, if you feel me. Everybody throw your hands up and say, His blessings on me, I feel the grace. I don't deserve it, it's just his pace. I'm aerial surfing, gone with the wind. His hand is on me, if you agree, can't explain it simply. Go ahead and throw your hands up. I woke up this morning,
thank you, God,
to get it in. No, I'm not playing, this is my trend. No, I'm not perfect, I wanna get it right. So I encourage my own self, turn left, focus on my own shelf. Reach for the top, don't stop.
Hands.
Yeah.
All right. We are live back in the studio with Dr. Abiola Idowu from Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. This is your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment. We're located at 7171 Arlington Expressway. We certainly want to invite you out to our services tomorrow. That's two services. The first service is 8 a.m. That's our early service. And the second service is at 10 a.m. And if you need a ride, don't let that stop you, because you can call us and we will come and pick you up. The number to call for a ride is 904-646-8210. That number to call for a ride again is area code 904-646-8210. We look forward to seeing you there. Now, Bishop, tomorrow's service is our third. And Wonder I hate Sunday. To say it, because we were going to have three, and this is our last Wonder Service, but it is our third Wonder Sunday tomorrow. Tell us, Bishop. First, tell us, just because some people didn't make it, so tell us about what they missed, and then tell us what we can expect.
Now you yourself can be a witness
to
that.
Yes, yes.
See, for the past two Wonder Sundays,
it's been awesome.
Very explosive. Mm. God has been moving in a way that was so outstanding.
Yes. Yes.
You see, one thing that I've discovered is that people have reduced church to religious services, where people just go to church, and it's a good service. No. Now, when you take your car to a mechanic and they service your car, if your car don't function better, now you take your money back.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yes. And you won't recommend that mechanic anymore. Now, watch this. Now, when you come to church, God wants to service your life. Physically, spiritually, financially, in every area. That's what it's for. Now, watch this for tomorrow. I'm still going to talk about
that.
Now, I discover that the presence of God Almighty bring everything into order. The presence of God. The Bible says the mountain saw it and it skips. And Jordan was driven back. And the scripture say, wherever two or three gathers together in my name, I will be there. Now, can you just imagine God being in his service and you are there? Now, it doesn't matter. I'm just giving you, an excerpt.
Yes,
for what
is
about to happen tomorrow. Now, we've been fasting since Monday. Just waiting upon the Lord, fasting. And tomorrow is going to be the last day. It's going to be the last day. We're going to take the devil out of this city. We're going to break his back. We're going to destroy his plans. But that is what it's for. Now, we are coming into the presence of the Most High. It doesn't matter the mountain that is before you, we're going to bring it down. Amen. It doesn't matter the Jordan that said you will not cross to your promised land is going to be driven back, because in the presence of God, that is fullness of joy. And in his right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. I don't care. I want to encourage you. It's a sickness, disease, affliction, because there's going to be a special time to minister to people personally. So don't miss it. We have both 8 a.m. And 10 a.m. Come on. And apart from that, God is going to teach you how to pray.
Yes.
This is a month on prayer work wonders. We're going to teach you how to pray. Majority of believers, they pray, but they just rant. Some of them, they just make commentary. They try to, report God to God instead of telling God their request.
Yes, Bishop. Well, Bishop, you really said something there when you said that God was going to service every area of our life.
Does it?
And I'm telling you, God has been moving overtly in the service, but I'm telling you, the Holy Spirit has been moving inside the lives of the people also. Bishop, I was talking to someone the other day, and it was so clear that God and the Holy Spirit has been giving us a clearer revelation of his word.
Yeah.
And it could be because we're fasting. It could be because God is being faithful to what he told us he would do.
That's it.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
God is always faithful. When he tell you he's going to show up and do a thing,
he's going to do it.
Now,
Sister Jan, I was one of the services. This lady was there, been oppressed. I have never met her. She just came. And the power of God just went bam. And the oppression flew out of her mouth. Boom. Just like that. Now, I know a lot of people are just looking. I said, no, it's delivered.
Amen.
And I've been
seeing
that lady. She's hungry.
Yes,
amen.
Yes,
I saw her.
Amen.
Said, you see, that is the way it is. You see, we can't be with the Savior, the cup captain, and yet we are victims. Let's change this mindset of this church thing. It's not about church thing. It's about your destiny in God.
Amen. Glory. Amen. And if you didn't make any of the last two Wonder Sundays, you still have an opportunity to make the third Wonder Sunday tomorrow. That's tomorrow, Sunday morning, at Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, 7171 Arlington Expressway. That's our third Wonder Sunday, and you can be there. Just come out to the 8 a.m. service or the 10 a.m. service. And if you need us to come and get you, we don't want you to miss it. So we will come and pick you up. And that number to call if you need us to pick you up is 904-646-8210. That number to call for a ride again is 904-646-8210. Come out and have an awesome time in the Lord.
I don't want to interrupt you, but I feel something right now.
Amen.
And we need to do, because the Holy Ghost just showed me a man, and I saw you have partial stroke paralysis. Jesus. And you are listening to me right now. And the Lord said to me, I should pray for you. And he said, he's going to heal you. Mm. And we agree right now in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Mm. I speak to those limbs. I speak to the muscle, the bones. I speak right now to arteries. I speak to your brain. Every nerve connected to those parts, I command you, come alive. In the name of Jesus, Father, I decree right now in the mighty name of Jesus that this yoke is completely broken over this man. In the name of Jesus Christ, receive your health in Jesus' name.
Amen. What an awesome time. Yeah. You want to come out tomorrow to Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. We have two services, 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. If you need us to get you, we'll pick you up. And that number is 904-646-8210. Write that number down. The number to call for a ride is 904-646-8210. So now I'm going to introduce the Fulfillment family that's here in the studio with us tonight. Of course, we have Dr. Abiola Idowu here with us tonight. Brother Christian is here. Brother Clarence is here. And of course, I'm yours truly, Sister Jan Jones. Now, Sister Thunder couldn't be with us tonight, but Sister Thunder, we love you. We're sending out a shout out to Sister Thunder. That's wherever you are, Sister Thunder, you are blessed and loved. And we look forward to seeing you in our next broadcast. Amen. So now it's time for us to go into that wonderful segment we like to call The Moment of Change. Amen. And to take us right into that segment is Brother Christian. Brother Christian, how are you tonight?
It is a pleasure to be here, Sister Jan. I am thankful, you know, being in the studio. You know, what we just witnessed was the power of God in operation.
Amen.
That is yet to come, more yet to come tomorrow. Because as our Father in the Lord was ministering and the Spirit of the Lord just moved, I'm telling you, and brought somebody that is dealing with something, and he allowed Bishop to be a vessel to be used. Amen. And to just bring an end to the struggle in that man's life. Bishop, so we thank God for your life.
Praise the Lord.
We thank the Lord for being able to give us grace and an inheritance in this program as we hear you every Saturday. Let that grace continue to increase, sir.
Amen.
We thank God for you. If you're listening to us, this is the moment of change. And we want to just bring the word practically to you, to our lives that has been already broadcast. And so I wanted to look at, you know, some things that you were mentioning about, you know, how, you know, the grass in the field, these things, they depend on the word of God since their creation. And they don't toil for any of these things. Yeah. But we as the image of God, and we have this life that people are for some reason dealing with one challenges to another. As you were speaking, I was able to remember a time that I did a research looking at how many times did Jesus refer to us, you know, or to people in the scriptures as, oh, ye of little faith. It was about four times. And so you kept mentioning faith. Mm. You know, I want you to help us in this area because we know faith comes by hearing.
Yeah.
Hearing the word of God. And the more faith you have, the more currency you have for heaven to move in everything in your life.
That is the currency for living.
Yes, but in this is the area where there is a challenge for most believers, in because without faith, you don't see the spiritual.
Yeah.
Without faith, you look at the physical more vividly than anything that you hear.
Yes,
it is. And you deal with. Mm. This is the area I want your help, sir. Because we need to be able to come full force to understand that the spiritual world, which takes care of us, which keeps us, because the word of God says he upholds everything.
Everything. By the word of his
mouth. By the word of his mouth. And that word is the same word that you preach.
Mm-hmm.
And that is our faith.
That's our faith.
But how do we maintain our connection with this? Because the little you have, it doesn't help you.
The great you have,
it becomes more helpful for you.
You want to bump a little bit into my some of the things I want to share tomorrow.
Right.
But let me just give it out right now. At least feel part of it. Now watch this. Have you ever seen Jesus Christ one time throughout his life and ministry and in the world saying he's trying to have more faith? Or trying to get more faith. He faced so many things. Have you ever heard him say, okay, Billy, you guys say, I just want to build my faith a little bit, then we continue. Do you know the reason why? The reason is, Jesus Christ takes the word of his Father as the final. That's it. Faith can be so unconscious if the word is your manual for living. Now, he knows, he told us, he said, you guys, look at my secret. I never do anything except I see my Father doing it. He said, the word that I speak is not my word, it's the word of my Father. Now, if that word didn't work, that means the Father didn't mean it. Amen. And God never said anything he never meant.
That's right.
Now, so when the Lord said, I am the Lord that healeth thee, say the same thing.
Say the same
thing. Stop trying to debate it. Stop trying to look for, so person is a great man of God and he said it and it didn't happen. You don't know whether the man believe it or not.
That's right.
You believe it because the judge shall live by his own faith, not by their faith.
That's right.
I don't know. Yes, sir. You get what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So, you see, the easiest way to get either your finances, either your health, either your children, get the word of Jesus.
That's right.
And say the same thing.
That's right.
Now, can you just imagine? Jesus Christ was to feed 5,000. And who dared that? You ask people to sit down on 2 fishes and 5 loaves. Now, you setting yourself up for mockery.
That's right.
And Jesus Christ just said, I had my Father say, sit down. And he said, sit down. He said, what else now? He said, take the food. He said, what do I do with this food? He said, give thanks. Father, thank you. And he started multiplying. It is unconscious. You see, when you begin to allow the word, that's why if you don't open that manual, you sign for something you don't like.
Amen.
Come up tomorrow and hear more.
Hear more. That's right.
Praise the Lord, Bishop. Thank you, sir, for that word.
Amen.
That word was powerful in this studio this evening. I could feel the Spirit moving here, Bishop.
Yes,
you talked about this manual that we have. And this manual, how we have to live our lives by this. Until we actually get into this manual and start applying it, like you said, with that phone, I have to apply what it is telling me until we start applying that word to our lives.
That's it.
And you said something about our life being out of order.
That's it.
Our life will continue to be out of order based on the experiences that we had in this life. And, you know, some of the experiences that we've had, you know, in this life can be very traumatic, you understand me? And a lot of people don't even know what's going on. Like they said, you know, nobody loves me, nobody care about me. For our listening audience today, please explain to these people here, you know, you said this manual, you have to get into this manual.
That's it.
If you don't know what the word of God is saying to you, for you, and about you, you're clueless.
Mm-hmm.
And the more, like you said, faith cometh by hearing,
hearing
by the word of God. And people, you have to hear this word. You have to read this word. You have to meditate on this word. You have to digest on this word. You know, and there's some people that say, well, you know, I don't have to go to church. You know, I can pray, but I don't have to read the Bible. But all of these things go together, you know, and it's a lifestyle. And I just want to explain that.
Okay. Yeah, thank you, Brother Clarence. Before I answer your question, happy birthday, big time.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
We celebrate you all the time. Awesome, man. God bless you.
Yes,
thank you.
Amen. Yes,
now, coming back to what you are just asking me right now, you see, the problem I have with a lot of people is people don't really know what they want. They just complain to people.
That's right.
Because it's so easy for you to buy an iPad, just an iPad. And yet you went back to YouTube to find out how to use it. Even an iPad. If I want to just do Snapchat, if I want to have my YouTube channel, you go there and you find out. And your life is going down. You can't go to the manual of the Word of God.
That's right.
Your body is diagnosed for sickness. You can't go into the Word of God. Because, you see, everyone can try to help you. The only person that can fix it is God.
Amen.
And he doesn't fix it because he appeared to you in your room. He fixes it because he said it in his word.
Amen.
Now, this is it. Now, we have agreed that this is the manual.
Yes.
Now, there are times you read this manual and you may not understand. That's why we have church.
Amen.
The church is not a religious place. It's a school. In fact, Jesus Christ already said, he said, go into the world and make student. The word disciple means student of the word. The student in every nation, teaching them to observe all things that I have taught you. I've seen people say, oh, people are just living worldly. People are not walking in fear of God. People are not. Those are moral talks. Telling you the truth. When you show people the word of God, the word of God will fix how to live holy life.
Amen.
Because
Amen.
It is in the word of God you will discover this is wrong.
Amen.
In fact, without anybody telling you, you yourself, you'll be confident. I have met people that just said, I don't know why they are judging me. Nobody judges you. The word judges you. So it's not that, I don't know, it's because they don't like me. You know what the word says. And then you just apply it. And it's so easy. And somebody just said, Bishop, it's not as easy as you think. Okay, now listen to this. When you buy burger, do you put it in your nose?
No.
Where do you put it? So why are you now saying it's difficult?
That's it.
Bishop, I want to say one more thing about this manual. Until I started meditating in this manual,
I was out of order.
Amen.
I remember the word you told me this when we met.
Yes,
it was not like this then.
No,
you told me one thing. All what I'm looking for
is the word. That's all I want, Bishop.
I said, if that is what you are looking for, sit down and eat it.
And my life has not been the same, sir. I thank God for your life.
Now, at that time, if all what you are looking for is fix it, let's go.
Yeah, no.
You will still be walking around
that's
town.
It. You got to be planted. You got to be planted.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it.
And you desire it.
Yes.
And God gave it to you.
He gave it to
and
you.
And that's it.
More than I asked.
Hey, thank God for your life and God for this grace.
Amen.
Bishop, sir, we just thank you. You have blessed us again today. Sister Jan, you know, tomorrow is another opportunity for someone that is listening to us. And, you know, faith comes by hearing the word of God. And your faith will grow by hearing the word tomorrow. Because what we have is an opportunity tomorrow, Sister Jan, for people not only to hear the revelations of the truth, but to allow God to use the vessel that you are listening to now to be an instrument in your life tomorrow.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. And that's all taking place at Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, 7171 Arlington Expressway, 8 a.m. for the early service and 10 a.m. for the second service. You don't want to miss it. This is the third Wonder Sunday. And what a wonder it will be. I'm telling you. So come out and fellowship with us tomorrow. Don't miss your worship. That's Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, 8 a.m. or 10 a.m. And here's the number to call for a ride again. If you want us to come and pick you up, just give us a call at 904-646-8210. That number to call for a ride is 904-646-8210. 8210. Thank you so much, Brother Christian, for that moment of change. That was Dr. Abiola Idowu, Brother Christian and the Fulfillment Family with the moment of change. But now, it's time for us to move into what I like to call, this is my favorite segment of the broadcast. Why? Because this is where we get to brag about the goodness of God in the lives of his people. And Bishop, today we have a testimony from a sister that testified last week. And I'm telling you, Bishop, she was so thankful to God because she testified that when she came to CREPA, she came in a wheelchair.
Wow.
Woo, she said she came in a wheelchair. Wow. But now when she was giving her testimony, she was standing up with the microphone. Yeah. And had to see a wheelchair anywhere around her.
Jesus, thank
what
you.
Yes. An awesome wow. thing that God That's has right. done in her That's life. Right.
I tell you, I remember the day. In fact, the first contact we had was on the phone. And mm-hmm. she was in the hospital.
Oh.
And they said she was on the wheelchair. And mm-hmm. we prayed. Mm-hmm. And that Sunday when she came, she couldn't go home with the wheelchair.
Ooh,
Jesus Christ stepped in, and she's been there for 6 years.
Oh my
now,
goodness.
Now, I don't care wow. how long you've been there.
Wow.
Just come with all your heart, determined Amen. For God's divine intervention. Jesus still does miracles.
Yes.
He's the same
yes.
yesterday, yes, today, sir. And forever.
Yes, sir.
He's there for you. Amen. You don't need to do nothing mm. for mm. him to love you. Amen. He yes. loves you. Mm. You are the one that must do yes. something mm. to receive the Lord.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen.
Glory.
So if you're Amen. Believing God for your miracle, mm. then you want to come out to this Wonder Sunday service tomorrow. I'm telling you, that's Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, 7171 Arlington Expressway, 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. Whatever you believe in God for, come out and take it. Just come and take it. Come with an expectation. Come and say, today is the day that I'm getting my miracle. I'm getting my healing. I'm getting my breakthrough. It will happen. God is confirming his word with signs and wonders. And you is next in line for your miracle. Amen. That's Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, 7171 Arlington Expressway. So now, Bishop, I'm getting ready to open the phone lines. I want to give the number out. The number to call live into the studio is 904-296-2251. If you want Bishop to pray with you, Bishop is standing by and he's ready. Give us a call live in the studio, and that number to call is 904-296-2251. 2251. If you may have heard something in the testimony, something in the moment of change, something in the word that stirred up something in your spirit, you may have a question for Bishop, or you just need prayer. You're tired of your situation. It looks like nothing's changing. It looks like nothing is going to get any better. Give us a call. Let us agree with you. Call us at 904-296-2251. Bishop is here and he's ready to pray for you. That number again is 904-296-2251. The phone lines are now open. So, Brother Christian, we have some things going on in CREPA this month. Tell us something about it.
Absolutely. You know, the word of God says in Psalm 68, verse 11, it said, the Lord gave the word, and great was the company that publish it. That's what the word of God says. And so we want you to partner with us. As you're listening to this program, we want you to partner with us to publish this word. Because God gave the word. And so you being a partner with us, you are becoming great by partnering with Christ Resurrection Power Assembly in bringing this word live on this radio program. And so, Sister Jen, starting from this particular month, and we're going to have programs that will be the last Saturday of the month, mm-hmm. we're going to have a program that is going to be focused on special seed giving program on that week, mm-hmm. which in this particular month is going to be the last Saturday of this month. Mm-hmm. And so if you want to call in that day and just give your seed over the phone, we're going to have people here on the radio with us that will take your phone calls. And whatever amount that you want to be able to plant to this program and be a blessing so that God will use it to bless you, you will be able to have the opportunity to do it. And you can also take your seat directly to the church because we want you to be part of us in a way that you partner with us. And you can come to Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. The address is 7171 Arlington Expressway. And there you can actually go with your giving into this program and plant your seed directly at the church. Sister Jan, that will be an opportunity for us to meet anybody that wants to do that.
Amen.
Yes, absolutely. Amen. And also, so please remember, the last Saturday of this month, we will be focused on seed, special seed and giving program during the regular broadcast. And you have an opportunity to call in the studio and make that donation. Also, there is our anniversary is coming. It's a save the date program for you to do this. So our convention at Christ Resurrection Power Assembly is going to start from August the 8th through the 12th. And the program starts every week, every day of the week from 7 p.m. And that's from that Wednesday through Sunday. Am I correct, Sister Jen? Yeah. 7 p.m. through every night we have a program until Sunday, 10 a.m. in the morning, when the end of that program. So you will be blessed because we're going to have speakers coming from all over the world to be a blessing to you as you listen to the Word of God coming directly from Christ Resurrection Power Assembly to be a blessing to you and your family. So invite your friends and your family and even your enemies to come and be blessed into this program. Also, on next week, Saturday, Sister Jan, we have a food giveaway of Christ Resurrection Power Center.
Oh, yes, we do.
Yeah, and if you are listening to us, this is a program that has been robust because God has been using it to bless families, especially those that are in need of food and groceries and things that they can use, clothing and other things. So be part of this. If you know anybody that is in need, please come to the Saturday program. The program starts normally around 12 to 2.
Yeah.
So come to that program so that people, like anyone that needs, will be blessed with only food, not only food, the cooked food, that we have food to take away as well.
Yeah.
And also, every Saturday of the last Saturday of the month, Christ Resurrection Power Assembly is having a cell group meetings. Yeah. It will be in your area. So if you want to have an area that is closer to where you live, you can certainly give us a call, and that number is 904-646-8210, and they will be able to give you the information of the nearest cell group that is in your area. But the focus, Sister Jen, is tomorrow's service. Yes. After a week of fasting and prayer, I know that the Lord is ready to move tomorrow in that service.
Amen.
So I just want you to take it from here.
Yes, Brother Christian, and thank you so much for those wonderful announcements. We want you all to take note and make sure that you make it out to that service. This is the last Wonder Sunday of this month, and you can make it to that. If you missed the other two, you don't want to miss this one. Come out to Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. We're located at 7171 Arlington Expressway, and we love to see you there. Now, I'm going to give out the number again to the studio. We're here real live. Bishop is standing by, ready to pray with you. That number to call is 904-296-2251. The number to call again is 904-296-2251. So, Bishop, we're going to go to the phone lines, and we have a very familiar person on the line tonight. Caller, you're on the air. Can you tell us your name, please?
This is Sister Thunder.
Welcome, Sister Thunder.
We were hoping for this call.
Thank you for calling, Sister Thunder. How can we serve you tonight?
Well, I want to say I miss you all. I love you. God bless each and every one of you. But I want to ask Bishop if he would just do a special prayer for our military, all our men and women in service, especially those that are serving abroad.
Good.
Amen.
Well, I will gladly do that with all my heart. Let's just pray. Father, we are so thankful for your children, both men and women that are serving this great country, protecting the life of the people. I'm asking, oh God, that your blessing will rest upon them. I'm asking, oh God, that you will touch every area of their lives and families. I rebuke the power of the enemy as touching their lives. I mark them with the precious blood of Jesus. I declare that it is well with them. Thank you, Father, Lord Jesus, for surrounding them with your glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Thank you so much, Sister Thunder. God bless you, and we'll see you tomorrow. So, Bishop, we're going to stay with the phone lines for a minute. We also have another caller on the line, and this is Sister Darlene. Sister Darlene, you're on the air. How can we serve you tonight?
Hello?
Hello?
How you doing?
We are blessed.
Yeah. I was calling for prayer.
Okay. Can you just move your the radio a little bit away from the phone because it's echoing?
Okay.
Okay, good. That's good. Good. Okay. Okay. Let's pray.
I was driving and I pulled over.
Amen. She was driving and she pulled over.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yes. Okay. Father, we give you praise. We give you worship. Thank you for your daughter. Thank you for your plans, your counsel for a life. I stand together by faith and I release your blessing upon her now in the mighty name of Jesus. By the anointing of God, I remove every delay, every delay, every delay, delay of blessings on your path. I remove them now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You will no more see any disappointment. In the name of Jesus, I mark you with the precious blood of Jesus, and I declare it is well with you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Darlene. God bless you. Bishop, we also have Sister Kim on the line. Sister Kim, you're on the air. How can we serve you tonight?
Yes, I'd like prayer for my husband, please.
Prayer for her husband.
Okay.
Yeah, he's been dealing with the sickness for a while. And I just want prayer for his total healing.
Okay. I'm going to pray for your husband right now, and the healing glory of God will rest upon him. Father, I stand by the authority that is in the name of Jesus, because sickness and disease is a curse. It's not a blessing. Therefore, Jesus already redeemed your husband from the curse of the law. I therefore destroy every power of sickness and disease over his life. I terminate it right now. I destroy it completely in the name of Jesus. I declare total deliverance over this man. I send forth the word of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Thank you for healing him in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Kim. God bless you. Well, Bishop, our time is up. My goodness, where did the time go tonight?
Yes,
but we've got to get out of here. And we thank you all so much for tuning in. And we thank you all for your phone calls. Now, we'll be back next week, Saturday, from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. So tune in to your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment with Dr. Abiola Idowu. We'll see you next week. But until then, remain blessed. And remember, Jesus is alive.
Amen. What?
You've been listening to your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment with Bishop Abiola Idowu from Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, located at 7171 Arlington Expressway, Jacksonville, Florida. Our worship times are Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. and a second service at 10 a.m. Also on Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. For more information, please call area code 904-646-8210. We will see you next Saturday at 7 p.m. Until then, remain blessed. Jesus is Lord.